This is a WUKY News in-depth report.
You can't see it, but underneath the heart of downtown Lexington flows the Town Branch Creek. It's been buried for more than 100 years, but now community leaders are talking about bringing the water back to the surface as part of the creation of a Ruparena Arts and Entertainment District. Brenna Angel reports on the history of Town Branch, its present-day condition, and what it could take to return the creek to the urban landscape.
If you look at a map of downtown Lexington, you'll notice that the streets are not situated along the cardinal directions of north, east, south, and west. Traffic on Main Street, for example, runs northwest. It might not make much sense until you think about the history of Lexington. In 1775, settlers traveled along the middle fork of the Elkhorn Creek, now called Town Branch, and discovered fresh spring water.
The Town Branch Creek is kind of the DNA, the anatomy of how we became a city and how we developed as a city.
Van Meter Pettit is the president of Town Branch Trail Incorporated, a nonprofit organization working to build a walking and bike path through the city. Zina Merkin is vice president of the group. She says the area along Town Branch was once home to mills, distilleries, and later a railroad.
One of the market houses actually was built right over the top of the stream. They had loose boards that they would pull them up and sweep the, you know, leftover lettuce leaves or whatever.
As Lexington grew, the land around Town Branch Creek became increasingly valuable to developers, and the waterway basically became a dirty sewer. Flooding was also a huge problem for the community.
When Lexington was first settled, it was largely wooded around here, and they, you know, cleared a small area for the downtown and then larger outlots where people had their farm gardens where they grew their food. But by taking down a lot of trees, they changed the hydrology. They changed the speed at which water would run off.
By the mid-1800s, Lexington began filling in and covering up Town Branch, which starts its flow near the Jif peanut butter plant on Winchester Road. Moving west through downtown, the first evidence of the creek is actually the sound of water trickling through two underground culverts. The sound is amplified through outdoor speakers in an art project just outside the Lexington Financial Center. Town Branch finally comes into view at the Cox Street parking lot behind Ruparena. From there, it flows through the old distillery district and out of town toward Masterson Station Park. That's where Town Branch Trail Incorporated has built around 2 miles of walkway. Again, Van Meter Pettit.
The trail for bicycles and pedestrians and water is not in and of itself the goal. It's the organizing principle that all kinds of other wonderful things can happen.
Pettit is also an architect. He says it's always bothered him that Lexington doesn't have a relationship with its watershed. For many years, he's thought about the possibility of bringing Town Branch back to the surface. When a task force started talking about renovating Ruparena and the Lexington Convention Center, Pettit seized the opportunity. He pitched the idea to master planner Gary Bates, who incorporated Town Branch Creek into his presentation earlier this year.
It's just easy to imagine how that would transform the quality of downtown. A lot of cities orient themselves towards water.
Had we suggested that half of Ruparena, the Rup complex, be demolished so that the creek corridor and the trail could flow through there, people would have just decided that we were mad. But thankfully, Gary Bates came to town and made that suggestion for us.
Bringing waterways back to the urban surface is a process known as daylighting, and it's not a new phenomenon. Landscape designer Tracy Buchholz researched daylighting as a graduate student at Virginia Tech.
Most of the time, 75% of the time, the streams were daylighted to actually provide a more park-like amenity for people to use and enjoy, particularly in urban settings.
Buchholz says daylighting a stream faces several legitimate concerns about public safety, environmental issues, and cost. Van Meter Pettit says Town Branch will never be the natural creek it once was, but he believes an urban waterway through downtown Lexington is possible.
I would not personally advocate that the actual creek be dug up in the center of the city. I think that we can create a waterway which functions a lot like a fountain.
The daylighting of Town Branch and the entire Rupp Arena project are still just proposals and a long way from becoming a reality. The creek has helped tell the story of Lexington's past, and it could one day play a role in the city's future. Brenna Angel, WUKY News.